AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden orders an additional 3,000 troops to Poland amid growing concern Russian President Vladimir Putin will decide to invade Ukraine, which is along Poland's eastern border.
Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Several NATO allies have also told their citizens to leave Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it's not known if Putin has already given the order.
I will not comment on the details of our intelligence information, but I do want to be clear. It could begin during the Olympics, despite a lot of speculation that it would only happen after the Olympics.
The Beijing Winter Olympics run through the 20th. A judge in Canada orders protesters to clear the Ambassador Bridge between Windsor, Ontario and Detroit. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the blockage is hurting a lot of people.
They're endangering jobs. They're threats to our economy and to public safety. The blockades are hurting small businesses and neighborhoods. At the border, they're impacting trade, supply chains, and manufacturing.
Ontario's premier declared an emergency because of the blocked bridge and street closures that have disrupted trade and businesses. A parts shortage has already caused a shutdown of several auto plants in Ontario and disrupted production at U.S. plants. The FDA slows its push toward emergency approval of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for children under the age of 5. The AP's Matthew Perrone reports the government now wants information on a third dose.
We were talking about having a vaccine possibly within weeks, within later this month. But what the FDA is saying now is that we're going to be looking at months. Pfizer has said it might take them until early April to have the data that FDA is looking for.
This is AP News. Lawyers for former Alaska governor and one-time vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin and the New York Times make their closing arguments in her defamation suit against the newspaper for a 2017 editorial that falsely linked her to a mass shooting. The paper ran a correction. The jury, after 2 hours of deliberations, will be back at the courthouse in New York on Monday. A man who shot and wounded his ex-girlfriend early this morning in Phoenix opened fire on the first police officer to arrive at the scene. Police Chief Andy Williams.
As he approached the doorway, the suspect ambushed him with a gun and shot him several times.
The man then barricaded himself in the home as other officers arrived. A second man left a home, placing a baby in a carrier outside the door. When police tried to rescue the child, a gunman opened fire, wounding 8 other officers. All the officers are expected to survive. The man was found dead in the home. The woman died later at a hospital. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.